Welcome back to the start of the fourth quarter. You're listening to 91.3 WHJ. I'm Johnny Wozniak. Alongside me is Kyle Hunter. We're at the start of the fourth quarter. A second and five now for Warren Central from Carmel's own 27-yard line. Cooper Taylor almost tripped up by John Kenny in the backfield. Fights forward for a gain of about 2 yards before being wrapped up by Wade Murdoch on that play.
And it looks like that little break that Carmel took and that Carmel had there at the end of the quarter is going to be fantastic for them, because their defense looks to come out and immediately on that first play get a lot of penetration. And on this third down, they need to make a stop here and get Cooper Taylor off the field, because he's hitting his stride at the right time.
Third and five now for Cooper Taylor from the Greyhounds' own 27-yard line. Carmel up 14-7 with 11:25 in the fourth quarter. Taylor in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. That ball is complete to Gillespie right at the first down marker, but the refs are going to give him forward progress and another first down through the air to Gillespie.
And Cooper Taylor's now going more to Gillespie, more, and the fact that he's as big as he is, he's 6'4", 210 pounds, and he's standing in there, he's catching it, and, you know, Carmel's defenders minus John Kenny and, you know, a few others, they can't really match up with his size, and that's what they're taking advantage of right now.
First and 10 now for the Warriors. Ball on the 21-yard line of the Greyhounds. 11-11 left in this fourth quarter. Cooper Taylor keeps it himself. Goes right up the middle. John Kenny is there to force him back after a gain of about 3. Good job by John Kenny not giving up on that play and getting right back in the mix of things.
And that's what they need right now. They need John Kenny to really be in on every single play, be a ball hawk, try to get after the ball, try to force any sort of turnovers they can. You know, at this point, if Carmel can force another stop, try to let them kick another field goal. You know, he's already missed one tonight. We'll see if he can, you know, if he gets back out there, whether he redeems himself or not.
Second down and 6 now for the Warriors. Ball on the Greyhound zone, 17-yard line. Cooper Taylor comes out in the I formation, 10:35 left. Gillespie goes in motion from left to right. The Greyhounds are up 14-7. Breeding gets the give, off tackle, dives forward, gets back to the 15-yard line, a gain of about 2. That'll bring up another third down for Warren Central, but they have not been afraid of having to face these on this drive at least.
Well, I think they've come to really accept it, because they're not getting the first downs on a first down or a second down. They're having to go to third down, and Carmel's defense has not been able to get off the field. Sure, their offense is probably really rested, but you don't want to have your defense out there in these kind of situations.
Third and 4, the ball's on the 15-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel's up 14-7 in this first round of sectionals. Cooper Taylor comes out under center in the I formation, number 15. Hogan is split out wide to the right. Cooper Taylor gives the give to Breed, and he is stopped short of that first down marker. Carmel blew that play up immediately. Ryan Sondelsaw coming off tackle all the way.
And it'll be interesting to see whether or not they go for it here, because, you know, like we said, their kicker's already missed one field goal tonight. And we'll see whether or not they have a lot of faith in him, or whether or not they keep Cooper Taylor out there. And right now, he's still staying on the field.
He is looking to the sidelines. It depends on what Warren Central wants to do. And they are going to go for it. On 4th and 4, the ball's on the 15-yard line. They're down by 7, 14-7 exactly, with 9:17 left in the fourth quarter. Plenty of time left for anything to happen. But Cooper Taylor comes out under the eye. Breeding is the running back, and he's going to throw for it. He's looking, that ball's thrown, it falls incomplete. He was looking for Gillespie right at the first down marker. It was a low throw. Gillespie had to adjust, and it falls incomplete, and the Greyhounds will take over on that turnover on down from Warren Central.
And I really don't like that call there, because, you know, sure, Gillespie's made a few good catches, but, you know, if you keep going to him, it's like we've talked about, Carmel's a very intelligent defense. They know what there is going to happen, and that's a play they kept running on third downs. They tried to go to him again. Carmel did a good job of covering him, and now John Lampe, he needs to manage this clock well, try to go down the field, maybe let Stumbo make it a two-possession game. Right now, it's really on John Lampe to control the clock.
9:06 left. Speaking of that clock here in the fourth quarter, plenty of time left for anything to happen. Carmel's up 14-7. Lampe takes over on his own 16-yard line in the gun. He's going to keep it himself, tried getting back to the original line of scrimmage and barely manages to do that. In on the tackles, number 5, Cantrell Andrews of the Warriors. That will bring up a second down and 10 for the Greyhounds with 8:49 left in this fourth quarter. Lampe looking towards the sideline for signals. He's got Baldwin and Sheffer to the left. Sheffer's in that slot. Joey Scott is in at tight end, lined up next to Joey Miller. Then Roberts lined up by himself to the right. He's got one-on-one coverage. Jack Thompson is the running back, 2nd and 11. Lampe takes a snap, gives it to Thompson this time. He tries going off that left tackle, cuts it back up the middle, still on his feet, gets to the 20-yard line, a gain of 5, And that will bring up a third down for the Greyhounds with 8:20 left in this fourth quarter.
And Carmel needs to pick this up because you do not want to have to punt the ball away from deep in your own territory and give Cooper Taylor another chance to march down the field, especially if the punt's not as perfect as it should be. You know, they would have the ball at the 40. So right now in this 3rd and 6, Carmel needs to convert or at least get as close as they can to have a better chance on fourth down.